You know what you haven't done in a while?
What?
Dating a stranger.
No, you're right. It has been...
dated your fiance, but...
Yeah, but like it's been 4 years. You're right. I am out of the stranger dating scene.
I have also been out of the stranger dating scene, not... I guess by choice, but not really. I don't know. I've tried to set up dates, and then they don't show up or talk.
Yeah, so it sounds really happened. Rough out there right now.
It's a little rough out there right now. It's like, oh, the loneliness epidemic. And it's like, well, you have to show up for the dates that you set up for. You have to actually get out of your house at some point to do that. But I've got here a secret admirer on Tinder. This is, of course, if you're unfamiliar...
Now? Okay.
Yeah, it's a thing. If you're familiar, it'll give you one of your. I don't pay for it. God, that's a. No, I don't pay to look more attractive. Anyway, the secret admirer is a thing where you can pick one of four, and it's always top right for me. Let's see. Okay. This is. Of course, I'm not going to say their name. And if this is you, don't leave a comment. Don't dox yourself.
Steven.
We're not going to go in on these people. We're just going to find out if the secret admirer is for me or not. And then we'll update you on all of these. Looking for short term, open to long. I don't know if I really.
That's kind.
I've learned something about myself. Not big into that.
Not. What do you think that means? What does that mean to you?
Short term is just like, you know, a friendship with sex.
Sure.
And then open to a deeper connection. Without it. But for me, those two are pretty inseparable.
Okay.
So
like you're looking for someone who's like, hey, if this is going well, like we're getting serious, like pretty like directly mm-hmm. or okay. Makes sense.
So I'm not sure about that. I don't know. I'll have to check what's on my profile to make sure that's okay. That's what I actually say, because that's how I feel about me. Homeowner. All right. Hey,
cool.
That's samesies. Cat dad. All right. Well, I mean, my cat might get along with their cat. Let's see. Their cat is a nice little... This is their cat. They have two cats? They look the same. They're just like...
Those look like my cats.
They look like your cats, but they're like beige. They're not orange cats. They're just beige cats.
They're my cats with the saturation pulled down by like 30%.
Oh, yeah. It's probably just a filter. Artisan jeweler. Well, all right.
Okay. Hey, hobbies are cool.
Hobbies are cool, and that's great that you shared. Ethnomusicology hobbyist.
That's like the cultural study of music, I think.
Hobbyist, though, really kind of puts me for a loop. Like,
right, yeah. What could that mean? That could mean many things.
I guess I would have to ask with my question asking skills.
Yes. Find out more about what that means to them.
Looking for someone with fantastic taste in music.
Check.
That's me. I'm fucking balling. Should I put more music racks in the Discord? I do have a music rack for next week's Rants and Raves. That gets me through a lot of my walks. It's good stuff. Let's trade ghost stories. I'll tell you what, I ain't got any. None. I'm not a believer. I tried to get into it. I tried to listen to a podcast called The D-Files. I really like the people that do it. And I was like, oh, okay. Like maybe I can like participate in the community and get involved in this at the ground level. That'd be good for our show to like have that meaningful connection. And it's not like Dick Files. I don't know why they call it the D Files, honestly.
I am also not a ghost person. Mm. I used to take more of a live and let live attitude to that stuff. I have found it a bit more abrasive in recent years.
Okay. We're getting older. So I don't know. I don't know about that one. Leftist, wire art, cool, geology, beadwork. This is the kind of thing that people do where they just sort of bullet point their interests. It's like,
I mean, I guess, so this is my question.
I like it when the thoughts are there and complete and you can give yourself a chance to be funny.
This is my question, though, and I've not been on the apps in like 4 years.
Yeah, whatever.
Is it usual for their profile to list a variety of different interests
in
that manner? Okay.
At least he typed them out. A lot of people just put a bunch of emojis.
And yeah.
That's like nothing. So, you know, no points away. Ah, fuck!
What?
Lives in Eau Claire.
That's going to be a problem.
That's going to be a pass, my guy. I'm sorry. He's not unattractive, you know. But... Maybe later.
You're not interested in long distance?
On other ones. Yeah. No. Sorry. Eau Claire is a couple of roads too far. Oh, well. Let's...
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure my family's got it out for me. They're gonna rub me out tonight.
And later, alligator.
Then, In the back half of our show, we're going to take turns reading Snapple facts.
Ooh, this one says, I can see you sleep at night.
Wait, really? Wait, can I see that? What? Holy shit.
Howdy, howdy, ho. This is the Light Gaming Show. Welcome to Light Gaming. This is the Light Gaming Podcast. This is the Light. This is the Light. I give up. Welcome to Light Gaming. This is the Light Video Game Podcast about. No, lighthearted. That's our fucking tagline.
No!
No!
You were doing so good. That ditty was great. I love the ditty. Do the ditty again.
Okay, I'll do the ditty again. Why, oh, why do all the motorcyclists come out at exactly 8 o'clock on every Monday evening and no other time? Oh, welcome to Light Gaming. This is the lighthearted video game podcast about light video games. And by gum, every time I turn this microphone on, a motorcycle or a siren just loves going by my building.
You know, my Sudoku YouTube guy, like, he lives right by an airfield. And at the beginning of every one of his videos, like, an airplane takes off right outside his window and flies by. And you can always hear it. And I've always kind of wondered why he doesn't just record at a different time. And now I'm starting to realize that just recording at a different time might not be practical.
It might not. I am your host of Light Gaming, Jerome Barbatsis, and I am joined by the ill-advised, illustrated, and illustrious co-host of Light Gaming, Alexander Hambrock. Say but hello.
I am so ill-advised. I've never gotten good advice in my life.
This episode today, we are talking about Later Alligator, the 2019 goofy hand-drawn game developed by Pillowfight in collaboration with Small Beat Animation. Tell us a bit more about Later Alligator.
Yeah, so Later Alligator, like you mentioned, so Pillowfight is a small game design studio. Small Boo Animation is a small animation duo. You might be familiar with them from making the Batman, Spider-Man animated series that ran in like the, I want to say like the late 2010s.
Batman, Spider-Man?
Yeah, it's like a Batman, Spider-Man thing, I think.
I got that far.
I saw some of this in college, I'm sure. This feels like something that, like, maybe Perry put up on the TV one night or something.
That's Perry with the good hair, for those familiar with Light Gaming lore at this point.
But they also did some work on Adventure... Yeah, you know this. You've seen these guys.
I have not!
Oh, okay.
Don't just... Well, you have to put that in the Discord now. Okay.
They also did some work on Adventure Time. They're a two-person animation studio. The point, it's worth mentioning because Later Alligator is in many ways just kind of like a showcase for some fun. This game is a point-and-click adventure game, but really it's a series of mini-games strung together by jokes and animated gags. And
I'm sorry, go on.
Well, I was just going to say, and it's very good that the jokes and animated gags are, for the most part, very funny.
They are very funny. There's a bit more to this game than that.
Okay.
Surprisingly, okay. This game has, I think, for me, I was going into Later Alligator thinking it was going to be maybe another version of a game that I was not so hot on, which was Thank Goodness You're Here.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Where that was just sort of an on-rails kind of slapsticky... the British adventure thing, and not that this is better because it's not British, which it is, but
this game is New York, baby.
This game is very in New York. It is set in a fictional alligator New York City that I thought was set in like the early aughts because of our main character's flip phone that he has, but apparently he just has had that for years.
Other people
because
have smartphones.
Other characters say that, like, man, those fashion choices we made in the early OOs were awful and would never want to repeat them again. And I'd be like, what the hell? And this game always in a very, almost surreal, but in a very silly way is constantly subverting its own, the expectations that it sets out before you in a way that keeps me as a reader and video gamer on my toes at very different points in the game.
Question for you. Did you get all 33 family members?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I did too. Okay, so you saw the real ending.
Yeah, I saw... okay, like this... You wouldn't expect this game to have a real ending, yeah, but no, it does. It has a thorough line, and it has layers, and there has discovery in this game that is unlike many of other games of this ilk.
You're right. I will say, I got the first ending, and I was like, oh, that's sweet. And then I got the second ending, and I was like,
what
wait,
the fuck?
What?
It's fucked up. It's awesome.
And then it wraps back around to the third ending, which is a really good joke.
It's an incredible... I mean, yeah.
Okay, structure of this game. See, it's hard to talk about it.
No, we warned you last week that we were talking about the whole thing today.
Okay, because...
if this is your first episode, I'm sorry.
It's
but,
so hard to talk about this without just, like, rattling off all the
good jokes and all the favorites of them. So this game, a string of mini games. What that means is that, like, you are... Okay, let's actually take a step back. You arrive in New Alligator City, and you meet up with Pat the Alligator, who has
Alligator New York City.
Alligator New York City. And you meet up with Pat in a hotel room, who is concerned that he spilled the beans on something and that his family is out to rub him out. So
Pat seems very friendly. He does not seem super bright.
He is very, very paranoid. And he tasks us with the investigation, figuring out what his family is up to this evening, because there are rumors of an quote-unquote event. And so it is up to us to run into his various family members and friends of family, and in a almost Root Trees Are Dead like style of game, deduce who is who in each family and how they are related to Pat, and what role they have in the or knowledge they're willing to share about the event.
And the thing is that it's obvious within about 10 minutes that the event is his birthday party.
Because he says it is his birthday. But he is too paranoid to be willing to entertain anything other than his deepest, darkest thoughts. There is a couple of other game mechanics we should probably mention. One is the passage of time. So as you talk to family members, time will pass in the day, and then in the evening, the event occurs, and it will, whether or not you've talked to every family member, you're definitely going to only have talked to a couple of family members, and you will get the first ending. But then you get to New Game Plus, where you can ignore Pat, because another thing that happens with the passage of time is that Pat beckons you back, and you have to do his kind of forced mini games. And the mini games all vary from like concentration to pinball to Tower of Hanoi.
What is this, a BioWare game? And Old Maid.
Old Maid. There's a lot of Old Maid.
There's a crane game.
There's a good crane game. There's
Fuck that crane game.
I didn't do too bad at the crane game. There's a Flappy Bird that I really liked.
I realized I'm so bad at Flappy Bird.
No, that was just, it was kind of badly made, but it was funny. And the pinball was also like, I could never win that thing. I just always died. But then they're like, we made this too hard, so we're just going to let you go off with this.
There's the sliding tile puzzle where like I just did enough moves that it was like, you seem kind of bad at this.
Yeah,
you skip it. And I'm going to be honest, I hit that skip button.
I didn't. I was determined to solve it, and solve it I did.
I fucking hate sliding tile puzzles.
The most frustrating one for me was the haunted baby one. That was the one where I actively failed. I could not understand what was going on the first time through. Eventually got it, but that was very good. I think...
Because all of his family members will ask you to complete a request in order to get more information about what the event is. And so they're all asking you to, like, beat this pinball high score, get me this thing out of the crane machine, watch my baby for 20 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, and some of my favorite alligator that wasn't a family member, because like you can... This is a point-and-click adventure game, and as you click around, you will be able to interact with the environment in ways, much like Thank Goodness You're Here, that might surprise you. If you click on the kitchen door in the hotel, there'll be a guy in the kitchen who's like, ah! And slams the door behind you. If you click on the fountain in the park, it'll like piss on the other alligator.
It's very humongous entertainment in that way. It's very much like the games. Like the Pajama Sam, Freddy Fish stuff.
Yes. Very, really, really good. There's just, everyone's just so damn good in this film.
God, you meet up with like my favorite mini game, I think, had to be making the zine with the one.
Fuck that. That was awful. I had to look that up. It was like, I could not decipher where.
I think I got it right in the first try, but just
what? That's outrageous.
Because that character, just the dialogue coming out of her mouth, lines like, the password is Justice Absolute, which is also the name of my favorite Marxist-leaning ska band. Yes, there's more than one. Their first single was about putting a potato in the tailpipe of a crooked alligator governor when he tried to join their mailing list.
I hated that game, but I also loved the writing of it.
Yes.
The fact that you're trying to balance a smear campaign against the mayor with indie comics and K-pop fan content.
And sometimes you got to be like, okay, this is an indie comic about K-pop, so it's going to count for both of them?
Stupid. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. I had to look up a solution.
Okay.
I also loved, I think my favorite, another character. I mean, we could just go on. Maybe we should. We just go on about what our favorites are for the next 20 minutes.
We got to talk with the dating sim.
Hi, Deflection. I'm Dad, right? The dad was excellent. And the way he would like, okay, it's clever. He's doing stupid dad jokes. But then he immediately does like a heel turn once he makes like a sexist joke.
I only know how to communicate in relationships through dated humor that stems from sexism present in sitcoms.
Here's an event. You ask him about the event, and he says, here's an event. My wife stopping to stop talking, right? I take that back. I actually value the connection my wife and I have very much. Nope. I convey affection through heartless critique. I learned it from my father.
It's a good joke of a character because, like, because all of them, even when they're sort of, like, kind of, like, dumb parodies in that way, they're still, like, people who, like, are good family members to Pat. I don't think like any of Pat's family is like actually bad to him.
No, it's so very immediate that his family is the most supporting and loving group of people, as odd as they all are.
Which is why it's very funny that he thinks they're going to rub him out.
Yeah. The all the names of the mini games were puns, unfortunately.
I know, but, like, you're not a pun person.
But these were, for some reason, they kept getting me off guard.
Like which?
Oh, I think my favorite was Ghost in the Cell with Tall Jared.
Oh, yeah.
I know you have feelings about that movie and its sequels and franchise, but my God, that was probably, I think that might have been my favorite minigame just because it was so absurd. You had to like kind of phasmophobia style apply filter to think, that's not phasmophobia, but it's something like that. You apply filters to things and then just find the photos that are behaving weirdly.
Oh yeah, poking on the phone and like deleting stuff and.
Yes, there's just so much that we could talk about. This game is surprisingly deep, and it has a surprisingly good connective tissue and through line with the whole event and the passage of time and the way in which the family members all interact and talk with each other.
The bit in the dating mini game.
Oh yeah,
where the art style changes
to the anime,
and it's specifically, all of a sudden, the backdrop is a Japanese high school, right? Not just a high school. Like, it's got Japanese characters on the front.
You're in a Persona game. It's so good. I had the thought, and maybe I should keep this to myself, but this is a podcast, and I'm giving myself a dumb platform. I was more emotionally invested in the date that I had with this guy. I don't even want to say who it was just because it was such a shock that it was him. than I did in date everything, right?
Yeah, I think quality over quantity.
I think that might be the adage that is appropriate in this situation.
I'm also not like a big fan of referential humor. It's not normally my thing, but that whole sequence is a referential gag that got me.
It is extreme. It is a masterclass in subversion. The writing in this, notably, I noticed in the end credits, this was well funded. This was funded with a big special thanks to Neil Ciciriga, creator of the like Potter Puppet Pals and the Smash Mouth albums, mm-hmm. and Lemon Demon, the mastermind behind that music.
That makes
moniker.
Sense. That makes sense with the small blue connection.
So he probably he saw something in this game. Somehow they reached out to connect to him. I'm curious about what that story is. I'm sure it's on the internet, and probably why this game got so many. I think this game got a lot of stream play when it came out, because this is a total streamer share with everyone game. I was a little bummed that I didn't have anyone to share it with at first, but as I got into it, I was just enjoying myself.
Yeah.
I was like, screw that. This is great, and it's just for me.
I mean, also, hey, you know how long this game is? Like 90 minutes. You can beat this game in like under 2 hours.
I think so, yeah. But you don't get the, like, you can get to the credits, but like,
I get two and a half if you want to.
Yeah, I was not fine with just the normal ending. I was so hooked, and I needed to find all them damn gators. They're all so damn cute.
You gotta look up the art style for this game, at least. Like, it's especially so got the gator who's like constantly like the musician on the loading screens. What's his name? Marty?
Oh yeah, Mandolin Marty. The song that he's playing in the park is so good too.
I kept hoping we could like get to talk to him, but like he's like
he's kind of a side character. Yeah,
yeah, or
he's not
like,
related.
Almost like a Greek chorus at times, like coming out here with
not
like these.
Even a family friend like Louise. The chorus one was also so good. So it's a later alligator in summation is a wonderful puzzle of oddly shaped pieces that ultimately becomes something much greater than the sum of its parts.
I think this game was great.
It was a really, really wonderful experience getting through it, and I recommend that all the gamers of light out there play it. Let us know what your thoughts are in the comments.
Also, soundtrack by Tumelo, who has done some really great works in a variety of genres, kind of like a lot of sort of like gamey, synth-heavy stuff, and some real interesting musical choices in this game. Things are simultaneously, like, at times difficult to listen to, but also compelling, and I couldn't get out of my head.
Yeah, I definitely have. There are songs like that that I also listen to this day from maybe, like, early 2000s RPGs where it's like, what the fuck was this? And why was I so obsessed with it? But that's a topic for another time. That's probably going to do it, unless you have any last thoughts on Later Alligator before we get into the rest of our show.
That covers it pretty well.
Check it out if you haven't yet done so. It is an absolute blast, even for a curmudgeon like myself. We are going to move into our wonderful ad segment that helps keep this show afloat above the tar. Just kidding. I'm not playing Death Stranding. And then we will be right back with a mysterious B segment.
Jerome.
Uh-oh.
Are you tired of paying
all the
for air conditioning?
Oh, what was that? Sorry. I thought it was just done at the first question. I interrupted you. I'm so sorry. What?
Are you tired of paying for air conditioning?
Yes, but this sounds already like a scam.
Do you want the secret that Big HVAC is trying to keep from you?
No.
What if I told you that you could cool down an apartment or home of any size while not drawing any additional power beyond your normal current consumption, and all using a device that you can build from a kit for only $15 of materials plus $99.95 for the instructions for the kit itself?
I'd say that, well, that was almost too good to be true.
A man on the street just walked up to me and he said, he said, I want you to take this. I want you to take this and I want you to sell it. I invented this, but I can't sell it. You are the person who can put this out in the world. He gave it to me and I brought it to
you. Oh, is this like a listener of the show?
No, I don't think so. I think he saw me and he saw that I had like, you know, a salesman spirit.
Oh, fuck me, I guess. All right.
It's very straightforward. All you do is you have a 6-foot length of copper tubing and you plug it directly into a 120 volt wall socket.
Okay, so you were motioning towards your ass there and I got a little bit scared.
And you connect the other end directly to the Freon tube at the back of your refrigerator. And then you in turn wrap that with a set of aluminum wire and the aluminum wire you attach to a motor in your ceiling fan.
Okay, great.
And then you take the entire thing and you submerge it in a small trough of ice cold water. You maintain it at ice cold temperatures. Okay. And then that you then wrap in a Mexican blanket. It has to be a Mexican blanket. It's like the texture of it, okay. Like the way that it, like it has like a conductive effect.
Yeah, sure. I used to have one of those. I think I lost it in one of my moves though.
Okay.
I got one from Tulum.
And you turn this on, and without using any additional electricity, because the electricity, it returns to the house, right? It passes through and it returns to the house. You're not spending any extra money.
That's a good blanket.
It just same with the Freon, same with the stuff from the freezer. It's recycling things from your house, but it's using them to produce additional cold energy.
Okay.
And so the cold energy radiates outwards from the copper tube ice trough Mexican blanket burrito.
So this is something you've done in your home.
I have the kit. I'm going to install it this weekend and we're going to see.
Okay. But, I mean, this sounds like at least a two-person job, isn't it?
I have it right here. We could set it up right now.
No. What if instead of doing that,
what if you sold it?
What if I sold it?
It's just a PDF. Again, the actual materials you can get for $15 at a Home Depot.
Yeah. What if I sold it? Let me start. Let me now repeat the entire process from the beginning.
Yes. Do you have it down?
I sure do.
Do you know the secret?
Okay. So, you, in order to cool your home, this is the big secret that HVAC won't tell you. In order to cool your home, you have to take one of the outgoing copper wires from your air conditioning unit and you route it, you connect it to the back of your freezer, and then you keep that freezer pretty cold. You kind of turn the dial down, and you then take those, connect the freezer, make sure your freezer is connected to your fridge as well. That's additional ohms that will get in there. Take that.
Maximize the ohms.
Maximize the ohms. Take that into the garage and plug that into your Model T150 Ford. Have that going. Have that kind of tied up to your serpentine belt of that car, which definitely was in there at that time. The first car had a serpentine belt. And so run it back to the kitchen, hook it up to your dishwasher, and to get some additional ohms. We talked about the ohms. We've got to maximize those. And then hook that up with the same kind of copper exposed. Make sure the copper is exposed wiring up to the ceiling fan. Submerge that in ice cold water. I remember that part for sure. It's the ice cold water. You submerge it in a trough of ice cold water. The trough does have to be big enough to fit in your Model T150 Ford. So that's something you could probably get off Craigslist. And once that's all done, you wrap the entire closed circuit in a Mexican burrito blanket. No, tortilla?
Blanket.
Blanket, not a tortilla.
Not a tortilla.
We're not making a tortilla.
You don't want it to develop mold. Okay. So like a Mexican blanket. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, the moisture kind of is the mold factor here when you think about it. Not really the food.
Well, yeah, but Mexican
food. I mean,
Mexican blankets can get wet.
Mexican blankets, they can't get wet. You're right. Mexican blankets can't get wet. So that's why we're wrapping those in a Mexican blanket. Thank you so much for clarifying that for me. That's the big difference between a Mexican blanket and a tortilla. The Mexican blanket can't get wet. You do that, and then you hook that up to your building's central air.
You know, that is not exactly what I said, but
I think it's close.
I have a degree in mechanical engineering, so I was doing all the math in my head. I was like checking like the numbers on like the heat conversion.
Oh, good,
because
I still can't long divide.
Because I can build a heat exchanger in my head.
Ask me to long divide something.
A long divide 144 by 6.75.
Nope, can't do it.
I think that what you described was substantially correct, and you can make your own PDF if you want and sell it for $100.
Okay. $100?
That's what I'm selling the PDF for. Yeah, sorry.
I thought it was
$99.95.
Okay. Okay. Whoa, I thought you were ripping our listeners off.
Okay, so no affiliate link this week. Just go to lightgaming.com. I'm going to add a new tab over next to, like, you know, the episode and the about bio and stuff like that.
We do. Yeah.
It's just going to have the air conditioning revolution is going to be the name of the tab.
Okay.
Click on the air conditioning revolution tab, and there'll be a PayPal link there. And you can PayPal us $99.95. And if you do that, I will email you a copy of the PDF that contains these instructions.
Okay, great. Yeah, I guess I'll do the same. Who knows? I might just do some laundry and stuff.
I can set it up such that
we can be done.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so relaxed.
Yeah, is that tea kicking in?
That's helpful. This is They call it Egyptian licorice tea. I don't know how Egyptian it really is, but it does have a little bit of that licorice spicy flavor.
I am curious. I associate licorice with, like, the Nordic regions. I could believe that Egypt had licorice, but I would be like,
maybe
to know
it's
more.
More like fennel.
Sure. Okay. Fennel.
Same diff. But that's not it. What's great is I didn't have to do the B segment this time. I can just sit back and relax and let the B segment happen to me.
Yes, because this is for a new, probably recurring segment we're kicking off now.
Uh-oh.
This is called After a While Crocodile.
Okay.
It's going to be, it's a quiz here I've got here. I looked up a quiz. I'm going to be quizzing you on facts about the differences between alligators and crocodiles.
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay. It's ready to jump right in?
Sure, why not? I mean, after a while crocodile, I was like, oh man, is he going to go back through all our previous episodes and feel like, what are some of the things I've said?
No,
and hold me accountable?
I was trying to find a Final Fantasy quest thing with either alligator or crocodile in it. They don't exist.
Of course they don't. You don't have the
map. Eorzea had alligators. I'm sure it did.
It sure did.
I guess, yeah, because you can get it as a mount, right? There's already quests about them.
Yeah, well.
Anyway. Okay, well, let's go ahead. We got 15 questions here. Pretty straightforward. First question. Which are known for their distinctive narrow snout, useful for catching prey in the water? Are those alligators or crocodiles?
Those are crocodiles.
Those are crocodiles. Okay, correct. Now, question two. The wide upper jaw of this animal family conceals most of its teeth, exposing them only when its mouth is open. Are those alligators or crocodiles?
Those are alligators.
Those are alligators. Okay, correct. These enormous animals are capable of, in some species, reaching lengths of over 20 feet. Are those alligators or crocodiles?
Those are alligators.
Those are crocodiles.
Okay.
Alligators tend to come in around 15 feet.
Dang.
Question four.
That's pretty big, though.
Yeah. Oh, still very large. They're big lizards. Which of the two families, alligator or crocodile, is known for being found in both the southern United States and in many parts of China?
That is the crocodile.
That is the alligator.
Dang.
Question
I'm learning.
Yeah. Alligators in the U.S. Crocodiles in, like, India.
Oh, I was thinking. I knew they were in Asia, but it was the wrong country. We don't have crocodiles here?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
We have alligators.
Oh, interesting.
Question five. Between the two, which is more likely to display aggressive behavior and represent more of a danger to humans?
Crocodiles.
Correct.
That one I know. Alligators are... They're pretty chill. They're not super chill. They're not like a dog, but relatively speaking, they leave us alone.
Yeah. Yes. Alligators tend to... Well, question six.
Uh-oh.
In 1908, at the first and last World's Fair ever held in Bismarck, North Dakota, it was unexpectedly called off after which animal escaped confinement at the Reptiles Abroad exhibit and ate six fairgoers.
Oh, well, this sounds like alligator.
Yep, that was an alligator, correct.
given the way that question was led into.
That was an alligator. That was Darcy the alligator. Terrible Darcy. Tragedy.
Well, yeah, if you in captivity, I would imagine they get agitated. So that's fair. Good job, Darcy.
Question seven. During times of extreme food scarcity, which animal, alligators or crocodiles, has been known to replace up to 70% of their diet with wild centipedes?
Oh, man. Here's the thing. In Later Alligator, they talked about how they ate bugs a lot. So I'm going to go with alligators.
That is correct. Those were alligators.
I learned.
Okay.
That's wild. Like, I didn't know that.
Question 8. The first animal to orbit the Earth in an early space capsule was a member of the shared order Crocodilla. Was she an alligator or a crocodile? And for bonus points, what was her name?
No fucking clue. Was it... God, if it was Darcy. Darcy just lived that long. I don't think it was Darcy. Oh my God. What if it... Like, okay. I do want it to be Darcy. But it, like, if it's a crocodile, it's not Darcy. So I'm going to say it's... I'm going to say it's a crocodile and her name was Karen.
It was a crocodile. Her name was Mango. The Soviets put her in the
space. Well, I was never going to get Mango.
Okay.
In a million years.
Question 9. Are there more alligators or crocodiles living in the city of Monaco off the Mediterranean coast?
You mean Monaco?
Monaco. Sorry, I'm playing... Claire Obscure. Get my fucking Monocos all mixed up. can I retake that one?
No, absolutely not.
The city of Monaco. Are there more alligators or crocodiles living in the city of Monaco off the Mediterranean coast?
What a good question. I'm going to guess alligator.
That is correct. There are more alligators by a significant margin in Monaco off the coast.
This is fun. I'm having fun.
Question 10. One out of every 50 of the species are born with what biologists describe as a third eye, capable of peering beyond the veil of the mortal skin and into the realm of the spirit, which makes them popular pets among gamblers. Are those alligators or crocodiles?
What? Repeat that question.
Approximately one out of every 50 of the species are born with what biologists describe as a third eye, capable of peering beyond the veil of the mortal skin and into the realm of the spirit.
Which biologists are describing those that way?
There was an article in Nature about it like 2 months ago. It was a big deal. It's why they're popular pets with gamblers.
Okay.
Are those alligators or crocodiles?
Oh, I want to know where that third eye is. Is it like in the middle or is it just like on the... Because, like, it could be... It's just a guess.
I've seen the photos. It's a few different places.
It's a few different places?
It's a few different places.
Wow. Let's go with crocodile.
That is correct. It's crocodile.
Yeah!
Crocodiles have strong psychic powers. Okay.
Oh. Question... Okay, we're just saying that.
11. The field of calculus was invented in the 17th century thanks to the mathematical breakthroughs developed from a member of which species? Alligator or crocodile?
That was Isaac Newton, but okay. I don't think Isaac Newton was either an alligator or a crocodile, but he was European, right? Yeah. So I'm going to say alligator.
Ooh, that was a trick question. Calculus was in fact discovered nearly simultaneously by an alligator named Isaac Alligaton and a crocodile named Gottfried Leibniz.
So, like, not wrong, though.
I mean, I guess you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a very good trick.
I'll give you a half point.
Sure. It's not a very good
trick. You got one of them. Question 12. Are there more alligators or crocodiles living in the Canadian territory of Manitoba?
Manitoba. Is this another trick question and there are zero?
Is that your answer?
Oh, is that my answer? Because you've already done this question, but with a much more obscure, Claire Obscure, territory. I mean, okay, maybe Manitoba is more obscure to other people because they're not from Minnesota, but Manitoba is a neighboring province. Yeah, why not? They're the same.
No, there are two crocodiles living in Manitoba.
I was close. I went for it.
Okay. Question 13.
Would have been sick if I was right.
I have here an audio clip of a ferocious bellow from either an alligator or a crocodile.
Okay.
I'm going to send it to you. Can you listen to it and tell me which
one
it's
from? No, just play it over the fucking microphone that you have, you moron.
I'm sending you the audio file so that you can insert it into the episode.
No, that's too much work. Just play it into the microphone.
Okay, fine. One sec.
I'm going to say that's an alligator.
You are correct. That is an alligator.
I feel like I've heard one.
Okay. Question 14.
This is a much more earnest trivia section than I was expecting.
I have another audio clip for you to identify, but this one has been reversed and is being played backwards. Can you identify this animal even when it's played backwards?
It's being reversed and it's being played backwards?
It's being reversed. It's
okay.
The same thing.
Flip, up, down, flip it, and reverse it? Okay. I mean, I'm going to go... Can I hear the alligator again?
Sure, the alligator for reference.
And now the new one. God, if it's the same clip, I'm going to feel so stupid, but it doesn't sound like the same clip. Looking at his reaction, he's giggling. He has a notoriously bad poker face, as we all know. But am I just psyching myself out? Well, this is fun. This is fun. I get to play a game. Okay, I'm gonna stop wasting time at this point, and I'm gonna say alligator.
I'm so sorry.
No!
That was actually the call of an elk that had its pitch substantially
lowered. Oh, it was familiar because of the Outer Wilds.
Yeah, I did say identify which animal, not identify alligator or crocodile.
Okay,
which,
well,
you know, reasonable of you to assume based on the preceding quiz.
Okay,
but
well,
that,
see,
was,
what,
that was an elk.
I don't know, and my quizzes are, the answers are actually there. You just get them wrong.
Okay, last question. Here we go.
I don't have to resort to underhanded tactics.
Question 15. This is it. This is the end of the quiz. Final
great.
Test. So earlier, before we started recording this episode, when you took a minute to go change your laundry out, I took the opportunity to sneak a large carnivorous reptile into your bathtub.
Mm.
So he's in there now. He's been hanging out this whole time while we record. Do you want to go in and, based on the knowledge you now have, identify if he is an alligator or a crocodile?
Oh, no, that's a monitor lizard. I saw him already. You can't get me with that one.
Fuck.
Fuck you.
I thought he'd be big enough.
Oh, that thing's huge. It's pretty cool, but no.
No, you're right. They do look distinctly different.
I got you. I got you this time.
Okay.
Well, what's my score?
You
were keeping score, right?
Like 9, I think. You did pretty good.
Hell yeah, I passed!
You can identify alligators and crocodiles.
D's get degrees, baby. And monitor lizards.
Great, that's our segment.
Well, that's the end of our episode of Light Gaming. I hope you enjoyed that discussion. Next week, we will be talking, of course, about our victorious Nancy Drew game from yester episode's bracket, Nancy Drew, Secrets Can Kill. The first one.
I'm looking forward to, we have not gotten a murder in one of these things. Have we ever gotten a murder before?
Certainly got some attempted ones on us.
I'm excited for there to be a corpse.
Oh my god.
It's like Nancy Drew has to like poke around the body.
There certainly was a murder in the fucking Crimson Diamond. That game, that was, whew, that was a pretty nasty one. Anyway, that's not here, neither here nor there. If you want to get in touch with us and get more content like the Discord picture that Discord pictures that get posted pre-context, you can find the link to all of our socials in the description of the episode. We got our Blue Sky on there, where Alex will likely talk about his thoughts of the game early on in the play cycle that we do.
I'll drop some hints, yeah.
Yeah. And thanks to Studio Koba for retweeting us. Guys, go play Haneda Girl as well. That
Haneda
game rules.
So good.
That game is so good. Guys, go leave some reviews on it. Come on. Anyway.
Oh, sorry. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. That was just gross. Thanks again for having listened to this week's episode of Light Gaming. And until next week, I have been your host of Light Gaming, Jerome Barbatsis, and I've been joined by my co-host of Light Gaming, Alexander Hambrock. Say goodnight to the gamers of light. What the fuck? Rude!
Good evening.